We're doing Kovetz Ma'amarim, and we're on page Mem Chet. Kovetz Ma'amarim, page Mem Chet, and our topic is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishav Et HaKetz. Hashem calculated when the end of the exile would be. We say in the Haggadah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishav Et HaKetz. Hashem calculated when the end of the Egyptian exile would be. Nireh ve'yur advarim, it would seem. The explanation of that line in Haggadah is as follows. Lefi ma she'ita, based on what it says in the end of the second chapter of Eruchin, adeichan tachlit yisurim ayen sham. Okay, so let's look there. Let's take a look there. Eruchin, tet zayin amad beis. Should we see the full page?
Yeah.
It's a very interesting page. Okay. It's a very interesting page. Yeah, very, very interesting Gemara.
Which one is this?
This is in
Eruchin. What's
Eruchin? Eruchin is evaluations. So, Rabbi Simon said in the name of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, there are two things that we don't find an atonement for among the sacrifices.
Can we have it in the original also?
You want me to read the Hebrew? Okay. Shnei dvarim, two things. Lo matzinu lehem bakorbanot kapara. We don't find sacrifices that atone for them. Dvar acher matzinu lehem kapara. We find other things that give them atonement. Shvichut tamim, murder, v'lashon hara. Shvichut tamim, be'igna arufa. We find that the idea of murder can gain atonement for the people at large, that there was a murder in their midst through the igna arufa. V'lashon hara b'ktoret. And lashon hara, we find that the ktoret atones for. Ditanya. As it says in the Braisa, we're up to page Tetzayin Amud Aleph. Detani, you're right, but you guys wanted the whole thing, so it starts on Amud Aleph. Detani Rabbi Chanina, we're four lines from the bottom. Lamadnu lektor shem chaperet, we learn that the ktores atones for lashon hara. Dichtiv, as it says, v'yten taktot v'chaper alam. Metana deber b'Yishmael. So firstly, we find when there was a plague, when the Jewish people complained after the story of Korach, so a plague broke out, and Aaron put ktores, and the plague stopped. So you see, the ktores atones. B'tana de Rabbi Yishmael, we have another braisa from the Academy of Rabbi Yishmael, al maktot mechaperet. What does ktores atone for? Al lashon hara. The Medrash says over lashon hara, we are three lines from the bottom. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo davar shebachashai, ktores that is offered in the holy, it is a quiet thing relatively, and it's done in seclusion. So that should come mechaper al maaseh chashai, and should give atonement for something else that's done in a quiet place in seclusion. And that's when people speak badly about other people. They find a quiet place to say it. Their lashon hara. So the Gemara asks, kasha shvichut tamim shchut tamim, kasha lashon hara lashon hara. Earlier we said other things atone for lashon hara and shvichut tamim. It says that the me'il atones for lashon hara. So the Gemara answers, shvichut amim shvichut amim lo kadsh hadi adaman katle hadelo yedi aman katle. When we know who did the murder, we have to take care of it. When we don't know, it says like this: the ktones atones for murder. When the Kohen Gadol wears the ktones, in some way that atones for the Jewish people if there's murder in their midst. And Lashon Hara is atoned by the Kohen Gadol wearing the what? Wearing the me'il, the blue cloak. So the Gemara says it depends on whether we know who the murderer is or not. The Gemara says, wait a second, if you know who the murderer is, why don't you deal with it? What does that mean? We get atonement for it. And says the Gemara, b'mezid v'lo atubei, we know he murdered on purpose, we know who did it, and technically we as a people have a claim against us in heaven. How come we have a murderer in our midst and we don't deal with it? So there, sometimes if we know who did it, but there's no warning, so the Torah says you're not allowed to punish a person if you didn't warn them. So now there's a murderer in our midst, we know him, we know what he did, we know he did it on purpose, but we don't have witnesses who gave him a warning before he did it, so we can't punish him. So in heaven, we have witnesses who saw it. We know who did it, but we don't have a warning.
You have a king.
Okay, so you ask a good question, but so long as we don't deal with it, why aren't we held accountable? We couldn't deal with it, so we still need an atonement. We have a problem in our midst. So that's where we get an atonement by the Kohen Gadol wearing the ketonet. If we don't know who did it, that's the case of Egla Rufa, that gives us the atonement. Yes, what's bothering you?
If you have a king, he could put him to death without...
Maybe we can't always get to the king. Maybe you have a Jewish people spread out over all of Israel, and until they get to the king, it might take a long time. We still have this atonement. By the way, why does the ketonet, why does the shirt atone for Shfichut Damim? Because the shirt corresponds to the shirt of Yosef. That says they tore it and they dipped it in blood to make their father think that Yosef was murdered. So when the Kohen Gadol wears the shirt, that's a way of fixing the shirt that was torn way back when. Lashon Hara, why is it we said the Me'il atones for Lashon Hara? Now we said the Ketores atones for Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lokasha, Ha Betzina, Ha Befaresia. If it's done publicly, so then the male atones for that. If it's done privately, the ketores atones for that. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nadav Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nadav asked Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nadav, Chataneid Rabbi Chanina. Others say it was his son-in-law that asked Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We are in Eruchin, page Tet Zayin Amud Beis, the fourth line. Man ishtana mitzora shamrat Rabba Dadi Shem chutz machane moshavo. Why does the Torah say about a Metzora he should sit alone outside the camp? Who evdil menishta ishto benishta reyehu? He, in his slanderous speech, caused people to separate from their wives or their friends. That's why he got saras. Lefichach amrat Torah badat yeshev. That's why the Torah says he should sit alone in his saras. Why is the Metzora different that his atonement involves two birds? It's strange. You slaughter one, you set the other one free. Why? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Hu ose maase patit, he is chirping, he's making his voice heard like the birds who are constantly chirping. That's why the Torah says, just like the birds crow and they're constantly making their voices heard, he made his voice heard unnecessarily. He should bring a karban that reflects that. Karban of birds. Now we have a Gemara which we really should spend the week on. The Gemara discusses, it says in the Torah, we just read it in Parshat Kedoshim, Lo tisnat achicha bilvavecha. It says, don't hate your brother in your heart. You might think that what the Torah is saying is, don't smack him, don't beat him, don't curse him. No, Talmud lomar bilvavecha. That's why the Torah says, don't hate him in your heart. When you smack him, when you curse him, you're telling him what you think of him. That's not this prohibition. It might be a different prohibition. You're not allowed to curse a Jew. You're not allowed to hit a Jew. Okay. But this prohibition is sinah shebalev akatuv medaber. The Torah is talking about a person who hates him in the heart. Minayin l'roev chavro davar megunesh chayav l'ochicho. How do we know that if someone sees his friend doing something inappropriate, something that's shameful, he should tell him, hey, that's not right? Sheneimal, the pasuk says, ochiach tochiach. You should rebuke your fellow man. If he doesn't listen the first time, how do we know he should come back and tell him, hey, you shouldn't do that? That's why the Torah repeats it twice. Rebuke, you shall rebuke your fellow man. What about if, does this mean even if you're going to embarrass him, he's going to change colors? That's why the Torah says, you don't sin when you rebuke him. Be careful. You have a mitzvah of rebuke, but don't sin. Wait. The Gemara is not done yet. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon taught. Rabbi Tarfon lived way back when. He was an early Tana, right? So Rabbi Tarfon says, Tmihani im yesh bador hazeh shenkabel tochacha. I don't know if there's anyone in our generation who will listen if you try to rebuke him. Boom. So Rabbi Tarfon says in the days of the Mishnah already, we have a question whether there's a point in rebuking anyone. And they were giants. If you try telling someone, you know, you have a splinter stuck between your teeth, he tells you, you know, you have a beam stuck between your eyes. So people are not ready to listen. So according to many, what Rabbi Tarfon said is, we no longer have the responsibility of giving tochacha. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, again, the generation of Tanoim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taught, Tmihani in yesh bador hazeh shiyodeh lochiach. He says, I don't know if there's anyone in our generation that knows how to give rebuke. So maybe we have the mitzvah, but is there anyone who knows how to do it without causing the other party to change colors? I don't know if anyone knows how to do it right. So if there's no one who knows how to do it right, again, we don't have the mitzvah of tochacha. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't know if there's anyone in our generation who knows how to accept tochacha. And after Rabbi Akiva says that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Me'id ani alai shamayim va'aretz, even though Rabbi Akiva just said that, I testify. You want to know where I got that Rabbi Akiva from? Look at the right, the Shita Mikubetzet. You see that little letter Ches? So that little letter Ches in the Gemara corresponds to the right side. You have the Shita Mikubetzet with the letter Ches, and he quotes from Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So even though Rabbi Akiva says, I don't know if there's anyone in our generation who can accept rebuke, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Me'id ani alai shamayim ma'aretz, I testify upon me the heavens and the earth, sharbe pamim naka Akiva al yadi, that there were many times that Rabbi Akiva got hit by me. Sheiti kovel alav lifnei, I used to complain about him before Rabbi Gamliel beribi, I used to complain about him before the Rebbe, and the Rebbe would say that's inappropriate, and then I was sent to hit him. And Rabbi Akiva only loved me more for that. So, Rabbi Akiva was already in his 50s or 60s. He wasn't a little boy. This is a fulfillment of the verse. Don't rebuke the joker, he might hate you. Rebuke the wise person, he will love you. So the Talmud is basically saying, none of us are so smart. Rabbi Akiva was. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon. Asked Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, yes.
You're saying that you need to get to the level of Rabbi Akiva to be able to be rebuked by someone like Rabbi Tarfon?
Could be, yeah. Could be. Okay. Yeah, that's how many of the commentaries understood, that today we don't rebuke because we don't know how to give it, no one knows how to accept it, so we don't have the skills to fulfill this mitzvah. The mitzvah exists, but we're limited. One of my rabbeim used to rebuke me the following way. When I would do something wrong, he wouldn't say anything, and then a month later, in our learning, somehow that topic would come up, and he would discuss that halacha, and he would discuss the halacha that I had made a mistake by, and he he did it so well that till today I'm not sure if he did it on purpose or not. Like,
but it's one time, or is it?
No, it happened numerous times, and by the third or fourth time, I said to him, "You're telling me that halacha because of what I did a month ago." And he looked at me and said, "I don't know what you're talking about." So I still today don't know if it was a coincidence that every so often he'd say something that I think back and say, "I just did that a month ago." I don't know if it was a coincidence or he did it on purpose. I suspect he did it on purpose, but I don't know. So obviously I wasn't embarrassed. He didn't come and tell me you did this or that wrong. And there was once a student in the yeshiva who I thought was making the mistake of his life, and I asked him if we shouldn't tell the guy that he's making a very bad choice, and he said, "We don't rebuke people here." He said, "You know, if a person wants to consult with us, he comes and talks to us, and then we think with him, but we don't rebuke people here." So, but what? I'm not talking about this yeshiva. I'm talking about when I was learning in yeshiva, 2 decades ago, or more. Back to what?
Nazi?
No, this was in the Lower East Side, Rabbi Feinstein's yeshiva. Back to our Gemara. So, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, asks his father, Rav Shimon ben Pazi, "Tochacha lishma." If a person rebukes for the right reason, "Vanava shelo lishma," or a person who makes himself humble but for the wrong reason, he says, "I don't want to rebuke him because he'll hate me." He says, "I'm not big enough to give rebuke." But the real reason he's not giving rebuke is because he doesn't want him to hate him. If he gives him rebuke, the guy might hate him in the end. Hai minayu adifa, what's better? Amale velo modita anavali shma adifa. So he said to him, "Don't you think it's better that you be humble for the right reason? Be humble, don't give him the rebuke, but do it for the right reason. Don't, because the Gemara tells us that when we work on developing ourselves, the greatest trait is humility. And even if you're doing it for the wrong reason, but that's still the way to go. Because we evolve. If right now we're doing it for the wrong reasons, eventually we'll do it for the right reasons. What's an example of this? Rav Huna and Rav Chiya bar Rav were sitting in front of Shmuel. Amalechia bar Rav, Sochia bar Rav said to them, Chazi Mar Chiya bar Rav said to Shmuel, to the Rebbe, "Rebbe, do you see the kametzarli? You see that he's hurting me? Kavilale detulo metzarle." So in front of the Rebbe, he was embarrassed, and he accepted right away that he won't hurt him anymore. The Kabilale de Tulo Mitzale, Bato de Nafik, after he left, when Chiya bar Rav left, so Chiya bar Rav was complaining about Rav Huna, right? So Chiya bar Rav said to the Rebbe, to Shmuel, that Rav Huna hurts me. So Rav Huna said, "I promise I won't hurt you anymore." When Chiya bar Rav left, so Rav Huna said to Shmuel, "Why you think? Why do you think I hurt him? Hachi v'achi kavi. This is what he did inappropriately, and that's why I'm like his big brother. I gave him over the head for it." So the Gemara says, "Amale." So the Rebbe Shmuel said to him, "Amayim l'amat le'banpe." He said, "Why didn't you say it when he complained that you're hurting him? You're saying he's doing something wrong. So when he was here, you were quiet. You said, 'I promise I won't hurt him anymore.' Why now you're telling me I didn't hurt him, Stam? I hurt him because he did something wrong, and I was teaching him a lesson. So why don't you say it when he was here?" Amale chasti derichsof. One zarei derav aliyadai. He said, "I'm scared because Rav Huna is a descendant of Chia Marav is the son of Rav, and I'm scared to embarrass him that I should be his cause for embarrassment. So I didn't want to say in front of him what was going on. The Gemara says, this is anava shelo lishma. You see, he accepted on himself, I won't rebuke him anymore, but it was shelo lishma. It wasn't because he said, Chia Barav isn't happy when I'm giving him over the head, so I shouldn't do it. That's because he said, I'm not interested in getting into fights. And still the Gemara says, that's okay. Leave the guy alone. Okay. Adechan tochacha. Till where does a person have to rebuke his fellow man? Rav Amar Dakar. Rav says, till he hits you. Till he gets so upset at you, he's ready to hit you. Shmuel Amar Ad Klala. Shmuel says, till he curses you. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ad Nizifa. Rabbi Yochanan says, until he gets upset at you. Kitanai, this is also machlok tanim. Rabbi Lezer Amar Dakar. Rabbi Shuman Tala. Rabbi Lezer Amar Nizifa. Amar Avon Nachman Bar Yitzhak. Shoshan Kachad Darshu. They all learned it from one verse. Shaul is upset at Yonatan because Yonatan is friends with David. So it says, "Veicharav Shaul v'Yonatan." Number one, he got upset at him. Vayom lo ben avat amaldut. He called him. He said, "What a rebellious son you are!" And finally, it says, "Vaytad Shaul tachanit alav lakoto." Shaul took his spear to hit him. So you see, he was ready to hit him. You see, he said, "You're the shame, your shame and your mother's shame." And you see, he got upset at him. So you see, all three. So the Gemara asks, I'm skipping two lines. So how could you say you should only go to the point of getting the guy upset? Here you see, he brought him to the point where he was ready to curse his son and hit him. So doesn't that prove that you have to go that far? Shani hatam David, my son of Sheitfei, says no, because you see, Yonatan went so far because he loved David, but ordinarily you don't go that far. Okay, now we finished that topic, and again, most opinions hold we don't have the mitzvah of tochacha today. We're not going to get it right. Yeah.
I don't exactly understand when it talked about. It didn't say Shaul was going to kill you, hit Yonatan. Shaul was going to kill Yonatan, presumably.
Where does it say that? Why do you think so? Yeah, he hit him with the spear. It doesn't say he tried stabbing him with the spear. He tried beating him with the spear.
And how come Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon didn't get to that level? Akiva was happy. He wasn't.
What do you mean?
This is talking about until you're supposed to rebuke until he's cursing or he's angry. You know, he's angry. But with Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon never rebuked him until Rabbi Akiva was angry. It says that Rabbi Akiva was happy.
He didn't have to get to that point. He accepted the rebuke without it. Here we're saying, how far do you have to go if the person's going to get upset at you? And we're out of time. We're going to have to pick up next class where the Gemara now goes into what type of guest you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to treat your host. But we're out of time. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, after Arvit, if you guys want us to continue.